Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. If you have an older adult in your life, you may know that criminals frequently try various tricks and phishing scams to get them to hand over personal information or to send money. This is a huge problem affecting millions of people around the globe, with billions of dollars being stolen. My guest today, college student Jake, working with friends, created Cyber Aware to train teen volunteers across the country to go out to senior centers, libraries, and nursing facilities to teach older adults how to protect themselves from falling victim to these crimes. Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us a little bit more. How old you are, where you go to school. Why don't you start from the very beginning and tell us all about Cyber Aware.
Awesome. Yeah, my name's Jake. I'm from Stamford, Connecticut, and I'm a sophomore at Babson College. And myself and two of my close friends started Cyber Aware our sophomore year of high school. This happened when my friend had told me that his grandmother had been scammed out of just over $10,000 after she had gotten a call saying it was her grandson, my friend, saying he had gone to prison and needed to wire money over as soon as possible. This was the first terrible action that showed us how huge of a problem it truly was. And it just led to a domino effect that led to Cyber Aware now.
So tell me everything. First of all, that's a terrible story. And I have a lot of stories like this in my own life. A friend of mine has had an elderly father who continually and repeatedly was getting scammed even after they explained to him that it was a scam and they got him out of something. He would do it again, over and over and over again. So frustrating and so sad. So that's the fact that this happened and happened to your friend and his grandmother. I am just so proud of you for saying enough. We're not going to let this happened. So tell me exactly what Cyber Aware is and all the good stuff, all the details.
Yes. So it first started out in our communities in Fairfield County, Connecticut, where after interning at a cybersecurity firm, we put together a presentation with a bunch of over a dozen digital scams, how to identify them and avoid them, as well as games to play and workshops. And we went to senior living facilities, condominiums, libraries, and more across our area in Connecticut. And now in college, I learned the power of scaling. So now we have volunteers all across the Northeast and even in states around the country, such as California and even Colorado and even as far as India. And what they do is they give a 40-minute presentation as well as play games with these senior citizens to show them about these scams, what to do if you see one, and what to do if you encounter one, and how to identify and avoid them.
Amazing. So the whole goal here is to kind of go where the seniors are, right? You're going in person and presenting this workshop. That's incredible. Are there online resources? Is there something for someone who perhaps doesn't have access to you all coming to their facility? Are you, presenting that workshop or those details online in any way so people can share it that way?
Yes. So we display some resources on our website, which is cyberawareofficial.org. And we are also working on adding a bunch of new features to our website to make it more encompassing so that it is more accessible to people across the country. The reason why we do teach people in person is just because of that, like, human connection and human touch. Another big issue we've realized with senior citizens is loneliness, and sometimes it can be difficult for them to communicate over virtual call. So we do try to get in front of them as much as possible. That's why we're constantly trying to get as many volunteers across the country as possible. But you also bring up an excellent point, and we are working on adding even more resources to our website.
Right. The problem with some seniors who are not so tech savvy, right, is unless you come and present it to them in person, right, and show them all these things in person, you know, if you direct them to a website and they don't know how to navigate that, then they're still not getting the information, right? So maybe, you know, there's a possibility of having a webinar, you know, like a person talking to them or on Zoom. I know that some older folks, you know, because of the pandemic, have figured out how to do the Zoom thing, right, so that someone can be explaining to them in person and they can ask their questions, right? It seems like you could present information all you want, but probably they need to be able to have this exchange of back and forth, you know, being able to ask their questions. How do you find the volunteers? How are you getting the word out to recruit people to do this?
So the way that the volunteer process works is we do outreach to high schools across the country. So we send out mass email campaigns, emailing administrators, principals, guidance counselors, career advisors, and then we ask them to connect us to students that will apply to volunteer and start a chapter in their area, and then we'll get on a call with them, make sure it's a great fit, and then we train them, make sure they're ready, and then connect them with senior living facilities, libraries, etc. in their area.
Wow, that's amazing. And how many people do you think you've impacted at this point? Are you kind of tracking how many folks have received this information?
So we've taught just over 4,000 people, senior citizens, adults, and middle schoolers.
Right. So the middle schoolers, you're teaching them all of this for their own edification or for so that they can go out and teach seniors in their communities?
Yes, for their own learnings.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you. For them, it's we teach them things obviously different than the seniors. So for them, we'll go over social media platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, the importance of knowing about digital footprint and being aware of what they're putting onto the internet. Whereas for the senior citizens, it is different. And our volunteers are high school and college students.
Got it. You know, you raised a really good point about the middle schoolers, and I think it even goes into high school, this whole issue of the scams that are happening with young men in particular, where it seems like a young woman is asking him to send intimate photos. He does so, and then he's being, you know, you've heard this horrible story many, many times, I'm sure. He's being blackmailed. And unfortunately, I mean, some young men are taking their own lives as a result of this. Like, these stories are so, so horrifying. And we know that these are all scams and these are intentional. And for they send out all of these text messages or whatever. And for the ones that actually engage in it and they send money and then they feel trapped. I'm so glad that you're doing this work. And to hear young people teaching other young people about it, I think is probably a lot more accepted. Wouldn't you agree? Like if a young man is telling you that this is something that could happen to you and not to be ashamed and to go and get help, and this is how to avoid these types of situations, I think that young people are going to hear that a lot more easily than if an adult is telling them this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we try to master, is that just human connection and personal touch. And another excellent point that you just touched on is that it's really all about awareness, whether it be young men, young students, or the senior citizens. When either group is caught up in a scam or what seems to be a scam, they feel very ashamed. People don't reach out. People feel too ashamed to reach out to a friend, to a family member, or even to the police or the FBI because they just feel so sad and ashamed. It breaks my heart. I've heard senior citizens say to us, "I feel so stupid. I'm so stupid." And because of that, they just take the loss. They don't reach out to anyone or try to get help. And that's the number one thing that we're trying to prevent.
Wow. You know, it is. It's heartbreaking. And it's also infuriating that this is a business, right? That there's groups of people out there, lots and lots of them, who have decided instead of working in an honest way and contributing to society and building up our world, that this is how they're going to try and make money. I wonder if, you know, the fact that you're fighting it on a grassroots level and working with individuals is so, so, so powerful. I wish there was something we could do systemically to stop these people from doing this kind of thing. I know that's a big task for a sophomore in college, but I wonder if you've had any conversations, like, what does this look like globally, like to try and shut these people down? Like, is there any way that we can do that? Or is it really just to inform people so that they don't become victims themselves?
Yes. So while the numbers of losses due to cybercrime are rising and rising each and every year, just last year, over $23 billion estimated just in the U.S. lost just from senior citizens due to cybercrime. But the good news is that over 95% of it is caused due to human error. So what that means is that it's very preventable. So it's caused because someone's clicking a link, because someone's wiring over money, because someone's sending over personal information. And so that's the whole mission that we're trying to accomplish on a greater scale, is just this awareness. Because if someone sees this message, a phishing scam, or someone's urging them to click on a link or send over information, if they can just take a moment and try to be aware and reach out to a loved one, a professional, a friend, and get some help, and knowing that it's okay to ask for help, that's what we're trying to do.
And just to check, just to say, does this look funny to you? Right? I mean, honestly, my husband will sometimes say to me, does this look legit? You know, and as you know, these websites, these emails, they mimic actual emails exactly. So something looks like it's from American Express and it isn't. And so you click on the link and you start to log in, and now they have your login for your American Express. And we do so many things as younger people. I think with older folks, they're very suspicious, but they still fall prey to this, right? But for younger people, like, we're just like going so fast. We just click the link and we start putting on our ID, and then we're like, wait a minute, what is this? Why am I getting this? And we all need to stop and take our time and really look at it. Have you encountered any obstacles or challenges in this work in setting this up? I'm sort of also curious, does nothing like this, I'm sure something exists out there, and the fact that you're providing this as a, you know, on a voluntary basis is amazing. But I'm sort of, once again, as I do this podcast, I'm just amazed that this work is being done by you as a young person and your co-founder and all these volunteers across the country. Like, is there not something like this that's already in place and to prevent these things from happening, to train people not to do this?
So there are some organizations that provide senior help, such as AARP. I believe AT&T has some programs where they go out and teach people. But almost like the vast majority of communities are not being impacted by this. So most of the work that's being done is on a small scale, or it's not super accessible. So out of all the senior living communities, senior homes and communities, libraries that we reach out to, about 5 to 10% of them already have a similar program in place where they're getting like tech help, or someone's helping them with avoiding these digital scams. But the vast majority, I'd say about 90%, don't have that program. And that's why our biggest, not problem, but our biggest challenge is getting as many volunteers as we can, because the senior living communities are always looking for a program like this.
Absolutely. So if someone signs up to be a volunteer, someone hears this episode and is like, I want to do this in my community, this 40-minute workshop, you've developed this curriculum. So you can literally package it and send it to them, and they have everything they need to go out and teach this class. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, Jake, this is such important work. I mean, that number of $23 billion, I mean, think of the money. And these are seniors who don't have a lot of money, right? And they need the money to live comfortably for the rest of their lives. It's just, it's shameful. And it really is such a huge problem. Well, thank you for all that you're doing on this. I hope it just keeps growing and expanding. I think obviously there could be volunteers in every single community in our country, and it still wouldn't touch all the seniors who are falling prey to this. Can you tell everybody where they can learn more, where they can get in touch, where they can become a volunteer, social media, website, all that good stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. So our website is cyberawareofficial.org. That's also the tag for our Instagram as well. So please feel free to reach out to either of those. And a good email for contact is contact@cyberawareofficial.org. We have a lot more planned to add more resources to the website, more resources for people outside of our presentations that we're working on. So
amazing. Jake, I'm wishing you the best of luck. This is such important work. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you are inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.